Alright, so I wanted to do the questionnaire for multi-orgasmic women. I've been in bed for over an hour, and I had been working on said questionnaire with an orgasm after every question. Now, I made a rookie mistake, and I did not keep watching Audacity. I did not flip back to Audacity. I did not... I was in the moment. So, what I had been recording for about 45 minutes, is all bullshit. Because apparently after orgasm number one, which was after question number one, I unplugged my headset. Which meant my laptop was trying to pick up my little breathy noises and answers to questions that were being addressed at my headset. So we're going to try this again. And now I feel a little bad because, you know, I'm fucking 6 orgasms in, which means I'm done. I can't do that again. I would if I could. I really would, but my pussy is not my friend right now. Even with my wonderful vibrating friend. I can't do that again. But I will answer your questions that are provided, and I might give a little more a look into my multi-orgasmic talents. But what I had planned on got fucked by technical difficulties. So my shaking legs and my quivering voice will talk to you for a little while. I hope that's fine, and maybe I can show you my talents on another day. Have you always been multi-orgasmic? Yes. Well, I mean, I discovered it in middle school. Or is it something that has developed over time? It really went from, oh, I don't even remember where I was. Is it something that developed over time? Well, I figured it out as I began to play with myself more. Have you gotten more or less multi-orgasmic over time? I've definitely gotten more multi-orgasmic, because I've learned new ways to get off. I've mastered getting off with or without a partner. Question number 2. When and how did you discover your ability to climax multiple times? When? Middle school. How? In my bed, alone, trying to go to sleep, but couldn't sleep, so I decided to masturbate like I always did. And instead of stopping at 1, I went for 2. Instead of stopping at number 2, I went for number 3. And on, until I was laying in bed, panting, at number 25. I thought it was a good stopping point. It was my favorite number at the time. And I went right to bed like a little baby. Are there techniques or circumstances that are most likely to bring you to multiple orgasms? I'm definitely a fan of clitoral orgasms. Those are the ones that I gift myself with. But it's easier to get off through my G-spot. So if I'm with another partner, that's usually the types of orgasms that I have. They're weaker than clitoral orgasms, but they are just as goddamn magnificent. Or circumstances. I have to be in the right mindset to get off. I have to be extremely turned on. I have to be into this motherfucker. There's a lot of things that feed into it, but where I am mentally really, really sets the ground of how easily am I going to be able to get off. Am I going to soak the bed? Do we need to get out towels? Is he going to have to take 30, 45 minutes between my legs before we can fuck? It's really all a mind game. Do the orgasms increase or decrease in intensity throughout a session, or do they stay the same? This is question number 3. They definitely increase in intensity. Really, really good. At least by myself, they increase. With a partner, they can vary, which was the next question, or does it vary? And if so, what makes it vary? Does the time between orgasms vary? Usually, when my orgasms vary, it's due to my partner, not due to me. And as far as time between them goes, it really depends on what kind of orgasm it is. How strongly did it affect me? Like, G-spot orgasms, I can go all fucking night. I'm a fan of them. I love them. Give me more. Clitoral orgasms, like now, I've had 6 today, and I don't want to do it anymore. I might, after all these questions are done, just one more. Number 4. What is the highest number of orgasms you've had in one session? With my husband, my wonderful, amazing, loving husband, I've hit number 100. Now, that's not counting the clitoral orgasms that he had given me before we started actually counting the G-spot orgasms, but it happened, and it was magnificent. What did that in session involve? It started with me riding him. I love to ride a man. I love riding a man like I love riding a horse. And I used to go to camp just to ride horses all day, every day. And then we switched to doggy because what girl doesn't love a hair pulling, hip holding, being able to fuck backwards type position. And then after that we switched to missionary, which is usually the position that gets my G-spot, you know, roaring and revving, and I'm just purring. It honestly wasn't that long of a session. Like, I'd say it was an hour or two. But it all started because we switched to the missionary position, and I was generally, like, thinking that it was going to be some sort of semi-quickie, like 30 minutes, we'll go make food, and then we'll continue watching our show. But he got in there, and my legs were wrapped around his waist, and his arms were hooked underneath my shoulders, and It gave me 10 fucking G-spot orgasms back to back in about as many minutes. And I was one happy little girl who definitely did not want him to stop. And he just wanted to finish, so he kept going and going and going until finally he's like, holy shit, what number are you on? Because you keep saying you're coming and I can't, you, how? And I explained to him that I was on 90 and it was all shy. And he's like, do you have a previous record? Like, is there something that we can beat? And I was like, well, I've been to 95. And at the time I was merely joking. But he looked at me with this passion. He's like, all right, we're beating that. I want you to hold on. I want you to come for me. And did I fucking ever. Number 5. And when you stop masturbating, does it feel like you could have orgasmed more? I usually stop because I don't want to make myself too sore. I like to think that my wonderful husband wants to get inside of me. So I try to balance my orgasms with how many times I have sex a day. Do you stop because you're too sensitive? No, not precisely. I will stop between orgasms, just enough to let my body readjust. And then I'll go at it again. Fully satiated? Not really. I'm never really fully satiated. I have had a few nights where I get off and that's all I need. I need one. Just one. But that's a very rare, very, very rare occasion. No longer aroused. That's not a thing either. I'm always aroused. I wake up aroused. I go to sleep aroused. I eat lunch aroused. It's a constant state of being. It's almost a spiritual thing for me. I'm not aroused, I'm sick, or there's something wrong with me. Fuck it, I've been to a funeral. Crying. Dripping makeup. Aroused. Number 6. Please share anything else you'd like to say about your orgasms, being multi-orgasmic, or any other question on the topic I forgot to ask. I have multiple kinds of orgasms. I have G-spot orgasms. I have clitoral orgasms. And between those two, there are the very focused, very pinpoint, very quick orgasms. And then there are the full body, tingly, sensitive, amazing orgasms. The quick ones, I can chain. The not so quick ones, I will tap out from. But honestly, it all comes down to, where am I inside my head? That's why I love this subreddit. That's why GWA is my home. Because even on the worst days, if I put on just the right audio, my fantasies, my home mindset changes. I go from being some suburban housewife to a cum-guzzling, sexy woman. I mean, not like I'm not one all the time, but usually my mind's more focused on the mundane tasks. The fact that I have to make tea. The fact that I'm gonna need to wash dishes, or that the floors need to be mopped, or I need to go make sure that the dog goes outside. Not, how many times am I gonna get off today? Or, is he really going to talk to me? It's different. I get to let myself go. And being multi-orgasmic is amazing. Like, point blank. Some guys, I think. I mean, I've met a few that could fall underneath the multi-orgasmic umbrella. It's something that you have to want in order to be that way. I mean, for some people, yeah, you're done after one or two. And but even being able to get to number two means that you're multi-orgasmic. But if you aren't multi-orgasmic, it's not the end of the world. My husband is not a multi-orgasmic individual. He can only get off once in a day. And even then, he might not want sex the next day. Yet here I am, a fucking revving engine of want, and even to my best abilities, he's just not interested. It's not anything personal. It's not anything against me. It's just that his body is different than mine. That I can have sex 24 hours a day, every day. But he's happy getting off once every 3 days. I mean, it makes me treasure every intimate moment that we have because I love him. I need him. It's not just the sex that our relationship is based off of. You don't have to be a multi-orgasmic to satisfy someone who is multi-orgasmic, but on the same thinking path, being with someone who wants sex all the time, you shouldn't be pressured into having sex with them if you don't want it. It took me a while to come to terms with that. That I am actually a sexy individual, that it's not me that's keeping him from wanting me. It kind of hurt my ego when we first got together, and I really should have been able to be more of an adult about the situation. But I was not, and it earned us both a little more heartache. Just because, I mean, I wasn't getting fucked enough. But these days, we both have our outlets. We've come a long way, and I cannot be more thankful for him. The fact that he allows me to play, to have friends that I can get off with, to trust me, to talk to other people, and to even have, you know, a sub-dom type relationship with someone else. Now, it may be something to do with the fact that I'm not physically touching any of these people that I am wonderful, amazingly good friends with. But I like to think that he's not a jealous individual. I'm not. I know I'm not. So, it's nice to be able to have my sexual drive put off somewhere. I may have rambled a bit, but I'm basking in post-orgasmic glory. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to get off again. My clit is sore, but I'm drenched, if that helps. I will definitely try to make up for this, because I really didn't mean to fuck up like I did today. Thanks for the prompt, Ivory Tongue, and I guess the excuse to lay in bed for a few hours and just play with myself. I hope that maybe I've educated some of you. If you have any more questions for me, feel free to PM me, as long as you're not going to make it weird, because I am a married woman. I don't really open up immediately to people, so don't be offended if I do shun you just a bit, if you act a bit too excited. Have a good day.